Hi, this is David Chandler of ProgressiveWritersBlock.com. That's Block spelled B-L-O-C. I'll be reading one of our articles entitled A Brutal Dictator by David Chandler. Let me start by making it very clear there's no question in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a brutal dictator who did not hesitate to torture and kill his political opponents, killing many innocent victims with them along the way. I don't like governments that do things like that. This is not a partisan issue. I am confident that all of you will agree with me on this point. I want to set aside the question of why we went to war with Iraq. Refuting transparent and oft-repeated lies gets tiresome. Instead, I want to focus on a more fundamental question. Why did we put Saddam Hussein in power? Why did we consider him a friend and an ally throughout the worst of his misdeeds? Why did we arm him? Why did we provide him chemical and biological agents to add to his arsenal? Why did we provide aerial reconnaissance support while he used illegal chemical weapons against Iran? Why did we continue to support him even after the notorious incident where he gassed a Kurdish village on Iraqi soil? Why have we supported countless equally vicious dictators around the world? On the website version, by the way, each of these assertions is accompanied by a link to documentation, so you might want to look there. That's ProgressiveWritersBlock.com. One answer often given for our support of Saddam Hussein is that we backed him for geopolitical reasons in order to contain Iran during the exceptionally bloody Iran-Iraq War from 1980 to 1988. That answer begs the question, however. Iran was also our friend during the long rule of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the Shah of Iran. The Shah was brought to power by a British-led coup in 1941. He lost power, briefly, to the popular nationalist leader Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953, then was restored to power in another coup sponsored by the CIA. The Shah was notorious for his brutal secret police force, the Savak, which was formed with the help of CIA and Israel's Mossad. The Shah, loved by the U.S. but increasingly hated by the Iranian people, was no less a tyrant than the recently deposed Butcher of Baghdad. But he could be counted on to side with the U.S., and therefore he was our friend, regardless of his human rights record. Supporting tyrants has its downside. Their victims don't like it, and they're likely to blame us as well. Hence, Iran erupted into a revolution that brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, and the U.S. was proclaimed to be the Great Satan. The Ayatollah and the succession of clerics that followed have arguably taken Iraq backward through time, but at least their problems and solutions, medieval as some of them may be, are of the homegrown variety. For the first time in generations, Iran is run by and for Iranians. There is something right about that, no matter how much we dislike being disliked by them. Having lost our friendly dictator in Iran, we propped up another friendly dictator in neighboring Iraq, who launched a war against Iran. Iraq had its own reasons for attacking Iran, but we facilitated it. To a large extent, it was a proxy war. We provided the arms, the AWACS air reconnaissance support, while Iran and Iraq supplied the blood. The war certainly would not have dragged on as long as it did had we not fueled the fire. Nearly 9 years of warfare with high-tech weapons, countered by human waves of Iranians, countered by illegal chemical weapons, left as many as 1 million dead and several million wounded. I have digressed. I was talking about Saddam Hussein. Yes, Saddam Hussein was a brutal tyrant. No argument there. He was a tyrant all along, but he was a friendly tyrant until he got in our way. That means the blood of his victims is on our hands as well. If the U.S. presence lacks legitimacy in the eyes of Iraqis and the rest of the world, it may be because they know history better than we do. Visit us at ProgressiveWritersBlock.com. Thank you.